Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, Mike, you just mentioned that the sun is out and the weather this hour is brought to you by the all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Ascent. It is going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to be 75 for a high, warming up a little bit tomorrow. And then on Friday, it's going to be SWAS meter in the red. Because it's they're talking about it being close to 90 and the muggy, humid weather. But
it's here.
But at least the rain that we had yesterday is gone. Forgot to mention that I had a... had my meeting shoes and my meeting belt on yesterday because I had a business lunch.
Yeah,
with the fine people from Budweiser.
Oh,
And who do I see?
Yeah,
when I walk into the Joe's American Bar and Grill in the North End, but Zdeno Chara.
Oh,
love that guy
enjoying a post Stanley Cup final. Lunch at the Joe's American Bar and Grill.
Big Z.
Through a straw? Is he okay? Was he chewing his food?
He seemed to be fine. That was the first thing I looked at. Did he have his food blended?
Right.
And he did have the ace bandage on the right arm LB, however.
Yeah. And he's I would hazard a guess right now he's in rubber band mode. The braces are off.
Oof.
You know, he's not locked down, so he can actually open his mouth to a certain point.
Yeah, I mean, he was consuming food, so that was a good sign.
I think that might actually be an interesting new code for the show, rubber band mode.
Rubber band.
When Greg wants someone to shut up, I need you to go into rubber band mode, LB. LB, rubber band.
Rubber band mode.
Danielle, rubber band.
Amazing how big that man is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's what she said.
He's gigantic. Gigantic. All right. The brand new all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Ascent, built to accompany you on your summertime travels. Love is now bigger than ever with three rows. Learn more about the largest Subaru yet at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
What do you think of the seven-year-old actress who's being bullied?
I don't know anything about this.
So Lexi Rabe is the 7-year-old girl who played Tony Stark in Avengers Endgame.
But Tony Stark's
not
daughter.
Not Tony Stark.
Tony Stark's daughter.
Tony Stark's daughter.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike Shue.
Yes. So
played Tony Stark's daughter in the movie. Okay.
This is a 7-year-old child. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, being a 7-year-old is tough enough as it is, and being a 7-year-old actress, probably very difficult. Now, we don't have super clear clarification on why, but evidently it has something to do with some fan expectations when they meet her and her not living up to their expectations. Again, this is a 7-year-old.
So you mean they're at some kind of a convention?
Yep.
And she is not acting like they would expect that she would act.
Like a 40-year-old actor or something. Okay. Right. And it got so bad that she actually had to post a video on Instagram asking people not to bully her family. I'm disgusted by this.
As a 7-year-old?
As a 7-year-old child, I'm absolutely disgusted by this.
Yeah, but that's what fans do.
I know, but it's gross. It's personal responsibility, dude.
You can't win if you're a celebrity and you're just out in public and then you sign 150 autographs and then go, I'm going to walk away with my wife and my kids because we were going shopping.
Right.
And then everybody boos you.
Right.
Well, this is a 7-year-old. I mean, do you have some of the video?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Lexi Wade, and I'm only 7 years old. And I mess up sometimes. So my mom and dad gave me tons of talking to's and timeouts. Believe me. And if I go anywhere and I'm acting a little silly or messed up or anything like that, I'm just 7 years old. Please don't bully my family or me.
Come on. Like, really?
Seriously. I feel bad.
Seriously?
I mean...
What a bizarre world we live in.
What did she collect for the film? What did they pay child actors a reasonable amount of money?
Well, then SAG scale, though, right? The union scale probably on
millions.
This project? Yeah.
So that's
CSA would be her agent.
It's not surprising the way things are, but I mean, it's a 7-year-old girl, so.
Her mother, Pepper Potts, will have something to say about that. She's got an iron suit of her own.
Well, snap.
Were you happy with that film?
I love that. That's my favorite Avengers film.
Okay.
Endgame. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Really?
I cried.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Several times?
Yes, several times. Right in the beginning. First 2 minutes, I was crying.
Yeah. I'm confused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Set up a lot of stuff for other films, too. I'm very excited.
All right. It is 9:08, and Shinedown is back in Boston at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion on Monday, and we have tickets to give away all weekend long. In addition to tickets, we also have backstage passes so you can meet Shinedown. So make sure you're listening. Whatever you're doing this weekend, in or out of doors, make sure that you're listening, and you can win Shinedown tickets and backstage passes, courtesy of Atlantic Records.
And now, LB.
Don't touch my penis.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Hey, the Red Sox were back at it. Thank you, Xander. You are our hero.
Go ahead, man. At second, here's the pitch. It's whacked in the air, deep left center field. Towards the monster. Up it goes. Home run! 2-run shot for the man who wears number 2 on his back, Xander Bogaerts, maybe just in time. With the rain coming down in the bottom of the fifth, it is 5-3 Red Sox.
Exactly. It was a wet one, and Xander made it work. That made it 5-3. Sox go on to roll 6-3. Brandon Workman had the save. David Price had a decent outing again, and that's his fourth in a row. So we hope the big man is back to ace status for the rest of the year. The Red Sox look to sweep the stinky Sox of Chi-Town today at 1 o'clock. It's an afternoon ripper, and you can catch it on Nesson if you're not at the ballpark. Next up, the Evil Empire and the Knobs from New York over in London. You gotta love it, yeah. The Brits, are the Brits big baseball fans? I don't know, but hopefully it's a sellout.
They call it Rounders in England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's mostly a girl, or started out as mostly a girls' game.
Really?
In England, yeah.
No clue anymore.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, nice tidbit, Shoe Dog.
I think there'll be a lot of excitement. I mean, think about when the NFL first went to England and played that first game over there. So. Ah.
The Brits don't like to party, Hill Dog.
Are they playing at Wembley?
I think it's Wembley.
Which, they're going to have turf?
Yeah,
is going to be strange, like weirdness.
And Wembley holds, what does Wembley hold, 100,000 people
something like that?
Yeah, 80 to 100.
Some ridiculous amount of people.
Yeah,
so.
It should be good.
90,000.
Yes. Good times.
90,000. A texter says, odds 98% in favor of LB if he goes to England getting locked in the Tower of London. I agree.
Beef eaters. They're the best.
Whatever. What's with the stupid hat guy? Talk to me. I said, I've been talking to you for 20 minutes. You haven't said nothing back.
Listen. Think of it. This is the perfect opportunity for you. Is that you could go to Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I said Buckingham Palace. Shoe.
I'm sorry.
What the heck is wrong with you? You could go to Buckingham Palace and talk to the guards with one of your stories, and they couldn't say anything to you because they can't talk.
You know how it'd go down. Yeah. I'd make my way into the palace.
Yeah.
So, hey, what's with the crown? Yeah, you're kind of hot.
Oh, but he's impersonating himself.
Yes, he is.
This is amazing.
Yes, yes, he is.
All right. In other news, Mookie and JD are finalists for the Major League Baseball All-Star starting lineup. So, people, get on your voting bandwagon. And voting ends tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So, do your due diligence, Red Sox Nation. The Yankees won again 4-3 over Toronto. And they've homered as a team for 28 games in a row. You know, Hildog, I might be with you. We might be a wild card team if they keep it up.
I mean, the question is, in my mind, are they even going to be a wild card team? I mean, I think they're tied today for the wild card. If the playoffs were today, then they'd be. But I mean, at some point in this season, Shu, I know you hate to hear it, they're going to have to make a decision.
I know. You just want to trade everybody.
Sell
right?
them.
Trade them all.
I say sell them.
Trade Raffy Devers. He was 4-for-4 last night.
Yeah,
two
right?
doubles. Trade him. Get rid of
yeah,
him.
Two doubles, yeah, two ribbies.
Get rid of him.
I mean, Bogey with the tater.
Yeah, get
he's
him out
useless.
Of here. Trade him.
I say sell him.
Yeah.
All right. Bruins developmental camp will roll at Warrior Arena today. He's open up in Dallas October 3rd. For real, the regular season coming up soon. Four on the road to start 2019-2020. Home opener is Jersey at the Garden October 12th. The Bees inked backliner Steve Kampfer to a two-year ticket. Congrats to legendary college coach BC's Jerry York. Great guy. Been amazing over there. He is one of six coaches that are up for the NCAA Hockey Hall of Fame. He's winning his coach all time in NCAA hockey. He has 600 wins with the Eagles.
More than Jack Parker?
Yes.
Really?
But Jack Parker already in the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest people I've ever known.
He
treated me well over at BU.
I think you would be okay with telling this story. About a month or so ago, maybe a little bit more, I was attending a Red Sox game because, you know, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, sure.
By attending, you mean, you know, with your back to the game in a luxury suite.
Uber drove by Fenway.
I was in the intercom suite.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't Travis Roy come in?
Oh.
And and isn't Jack Parker with him?
Mm-hmm.
And then don't I find out that Jack Parker, retired as the BU coach, spends nearly a day every single week or more with Travis Roy,
that's
his player.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
That's awesome.
You know,
yeah.
That is just like that's a measure of a man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just an amazing thing. So you're right, LB. Great guy, Jack Parker.
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah. And so Trav, he's a warrior and a god. He's the best. Women's World Cup from France. Host France has the U.S. on Friday. The American hotties are looking to repeat in the Women's World Cup. College Baseball World Series from Omaha. Michigan-Vandy. Series 1-1 right now in the best of three. They play at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
All right. Show correction from several texters. The Red Sox are playing at London Stadium. Not Wembley.
Oh, really?
Stadium.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
They had another stadium.
Oye, on that.
The capacity there, 66,000.
66,000. I bet it will be sellout.
Yeah. Naturally.
Are they going to riot or anything like they do with the soccer games? Fires?
I think it's going to be very confusing because they're going to be referring to both teams as the Yanks. That would be my guess.
Yes.
Texter would like to know if when I am attending a Red Sox game, Johnny Monkey Egan is filling out the scorer's book for me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes. Obviously.
And he's got the glove on the other hand.
Oh, yes. Right.
Just in case.
Smart.
And those attending the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament will, of course, see Monkey there. Monkey loves the golf tournament. Yep. Likes to go to the spa when he goes to a hotel.
Johnny is a big spa guy, yeah, which surprised me when I learned that information.
What do you mean?
How do you define
a spa guy?
I don't know. I just didn't see it as monkey.
He likes to be pampered.
Yeah, I get it. Right?
Who doesn't like to be pampered?
Yeah. A
little jacuzzi, a little massage.
He likes the
cucumber on the eye.
He likes the hotel robe. The spa robe.
Does he steal them?
Probably.
Yeah. Sorry.
But, I mean, aren't they supposed to be? Isn't that why they put their logo on them?
Exactly. There's no other reason.
So you know where you stole it from?
Yeah. Like when they had the ashtrays at the bars.
Right.
Why did they have the name on the ashtrays? Yeah. Right. Because you bring them home.
I get a kick out of the people that steal the robes, though, because they think they're getting away with it, and it just goes on your tab. For $150.
I mean, I think you could call up and dispute that and say you have no idea what they're talking about, and... I mean, I...
What robe? I think you have the wrong room. And the mini bar was full when I left. Full of empties.
Well, I mean, for crying out loud, you can't even examine an item in a mini bar to see what the ingredients are without moving it and automatically being charged for it.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever... And you know how hard it is to refill... one of those mini bar bottles with water after you drank some vodka out of it.
Because it's a different weight than the vodka.
It's really difficult.
Why did you have to pick the macadamia nuts to read the label?
It's really difficult to get the water into the vodka bottle. So
It's always been my conundrum when you go to a casino, and if you spend like $15 gambling, you get to drink for free.
Yeah.
But you're going to open the mini fridge for like $200.
Yeah.
LB, a texter says Jack Parker had 800 wins. Is that possible?
Yeah, I believe it. Well, him and Jerry York are the great.
Well, so he wouldn't.
Outside of the guy from Michigan, the Wolverine head coach.
Herb Brooks?
No.
Oh.
No. That was you. I don't. Did Herb even coach?
Well, yes, he coached there. I believe, wasn't he?
No.
Oh. Jerry York has 1,053 wins.
My point was he's the winningest coach in college hockey.
Yes.
600 wins were at BC.
At BC, which is amazing. Yes. What, Danielle?
I think, hold on a second. I think he had 897.
That's what I got.
897 at BU.
Jack Parker at 897 at BU.
At BU, yeah.
I mean, both guys are phenomenal.
Absolutely.
You know, game changers in their hockey players' lives. I mean, they molded young men into superstars and great human beings.
Obscure reference from a 617 texter, Beverly Hills Cop. Eddie Murphy buys robes for the two police officers, but then steals one for himself. Excellent obscure hotel robe or robe reference.
And correction, Hilldog, the Michigan guy you were referencing, my buddy Emac, it's Red Berenson.
Red Berenson is
the
great Michigan coach. All right, the news this hour is brought to you by...
No new sponsors left today. We're all good with that, but we do need to get to this.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
It's been a big day for these stories. We did one earlier, and now we have two more on which we need to report.
Well, it's because the school year is over.
Exactly.
So now everybody is confessing, or parents are discovering nudes that have been sexted to their children.
The first story comes to us from El Campo, Texas. There's a substitute teacher who has been fired for allegedly filming pornographic videos inside a classroom. She also lost her job at a liquor store because of the video.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moonlighting.
But she got herself a job at Hooters.
That's right.
Yay!
She actually filmed a porno in the school.
In the school.
After hours.
After hours. No students were involved.
Okay.
But regardless, she still did film the video. The school district got a tip about the video, wondering if a parent stumbled across it in an amateur section somewhere. The police department sent an officer to the school last week to do an investigation. As of right now, they have not released the female employee's name because the investigation is ongoing. She was reportedly only employed there for about 3 months. The school system is working with police to ban her from coming on campus again, and residents think that this was a little shocking.
At least lock her up or something, you know, charge her with something. I mean, that is not right. That's not right at all. That's very inappropriate.
Very inappropriate.
Yes.
That is very inappropriate.
Well, they need to do some background checks on the subs. It's probably hard to get subs, mm-hmm. though. Nobody wants to do mm-hmm. that, so... All right.
Now, the second story is a Florida teacher from Bradenton, 31-year-old Cassandra Moore, Cassandra with a K. Police say they were contacted by the school about a complaint back in April. A detective was sent to the police to the school and was given a copy of conversations between Moore and a 15-year-old student. The messages were sent through IG chat. And in addition to the IG chat, she's also accused of having actual sex with the student.
Yes.
Not good.
Yes. I believe that they were, she sent the lewd selfie style nudes mm-hmm. and then they ended up fornicating and it was caught on a surveillance camera. So she was not aware that mm-hmm. most everywhere you go these days, there are cameras that are watching what you're doing. they had the outdoor sex.
Mm-hmm. In the park.
Hashtag outdoor yeah. sex.
Never understood it.
In the photos that she sent, she was wearing lingerie, and then it slowly was, I'm assuming, removed for the follow up photos.
Oops!
Oops!
This came undone.
Sorry.
Oops. I think we have some Florida resident reaction to that as well. Is that correct?
Real inappropriate of the teacher. You know, you have to have interesting morals to be able to do something like that.
Well, for the news junkies who listen to this show, I just shared a link to the story on my Twitter feed. Greg Hill, WAAF, is how you could follow me on Twitter. And you can get some follow-up details on that story if you must have them. and speaking of social media, follow me on Instagram. I will be Instagram live several times during the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament today and tomorrow out at MGM. So to follow me on Instagram, just look for Greg Hill 107. That's Greg Hill 107. And speaking of social media, the vice president of social media on this program, Donut Lassie Stiz Stanley Grimey, has walked into the studio.
Yeah.
What are you here for?
I came to inform my girlfriend of some breaking news.
Oh.
The news director of this program.
Oh, yes. Now she's having also you do her work for her?
Well, yeah. Hello, wouldn't you?
This is breaking. This just came across the wire.
Okay.
So this is hot off the press.
Yes.
Eric Trump, the Fredo Corleone of the Trump sons.
Yep.
Has claimed.
Wait a second. That's an unfair shot.
Right.
Go
that's
ahead.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Has claimed that he was spit on by a cocktail waitress in Chicago.
Really?
Yes.
Where was this at?
This was at the Avery in Chicago.
Okay.
Which is a restaurant.
Uh huh.
He claims that he was spit on by a cocktail waitress.
A guy should have gone on the architectural boat tour.
That's right.
When it comes to culture in Chicago. I took that in. It's fantastic. Spit on by a waitress.
Yes. Now, this cocktail worker was arrested by Secret Service, but
really?
Was later released. Yes.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, I mean, where do you stand on these kinds of things? We've had Sarah Huckabee Sanders said she was berated in a restaurant and they refused to serve her.
Yep.
I think Kellyanne Conway said the same kind of thing. I mean, does this come with being a part of the Trump family or come with being a part of any president's administration or family, or is it over the line?
I think it's a combination of both. I think you have to expect that it's going to happen, but I think people also need some personal accountability in their actions. Like, I mean, I've never been able to wrap my head around the spitting thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have
yeah.
to rephrase that.
Oh, yeah.
I almost had
the intro done.
So close. I don't understand, like, people that spit on other people in public and do
Crazy.
Things like that. It's just, it's so...
Oh, it's disgusting. Yeah.
And I whatever your view is, you know, there's stuff beyond the person, you know? So, yes, you disagree with actions. You disagree with what they say or what their policies are, and that's fine. There are ways in which you can conduct yourself to try to actually help the people that you feel they're, like, you know, degrading or that they're being unfair to. Why don't you try to approach it from an activism standpoint instead of just being like, you suck.
Yeah, you know, and act accordingly. Punch right. the person that spit on you in the face.
Tase them.
Eric
Trump should
have tased
him.
Well, hand me your taser.
Yeah.
Yes. Eric Trump has pretty much come out and said that, you know, it's kind of ironic that the left, you know, always the party of tolerance
is
always
people.
Doing this yeah. type of stuff. And, you know, as people know, I'm not the biggest Trump fan, but this is ridiculous.
You find it to be ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't, come
maybe,
on.
Maybe
Greg.
She was just.
You can't spit on people.
Maybe she was trying to get rid of her gum or something. Maybe they have a no gum rule at work or something like that.
Greg, the waitress has released a statement, and she says, I didn't do it. Eric Trump isn't my type. So.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Stizzly.
Excellent.
Well done, Donut Lassie. All right, it's 9:27. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the final half hour of the show, and then on the road to the MGM Casino Woo! For the golf tournament. Are you... and then off for a few days.
Excellent.
Back on Monday, July 8th.
Yes.
Are you doing anything special over vacation?
Me.
You do you.
I'm doing me.
You're doing you're not traveling anywhere. Or
can't
any,
travel. I got a. Okay. I got.
It's too, the pets. You can't leave with the pets.
Too much with the fosters. I got two bottle kittens. I got a blind puppy. I got a litter of kittens that just were born Sunday night. It's very busy in the Murrah household this week. Yeah. But actually, I'm looking forward to vacation to try to like go through the stuff I keep putting off so that my regular everyday life can be easier without the
like organizing boxes. Your walk-in closet.
Yeah, like boxes I haven't unpacked from three moves ago where I'm like, oh, that's where that went. Like to also unpack a different box maybe with some recreational activities.
What about you, Shu? You doing anything?
I'm going to go over those comic books those guys found. It's going to be very exciting.
Exactly. You know. Cha-ching.
We're going to do a beach tour.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, New England beach tour.
Oh, be careful of the sharks. I mean, there's vicious sharks all over the place.
I know.
Yeah, the sharks are at home.
Shu's not a surfer. Disc golfer.
Do I look like a surfer? Yeah, we're going to go around all the nicer beaches and, the ones that we like.
Anyway. What is your favorite beach?
I love Musquamicut down in Rhode Island.
Really?
I love that beach. People say it gets too crowded, too many New Yorkers, but the waves are awesome.
Is that because you can, with your binoculars, you can see into Taylor Swift's home, or is that...
that's over in Watch Hill.
Oh, that's
they don't even
the
let me
oh,
in
that's
over
not the
there.
Same one. Yeah. Well, I don't think... So do a lot of people go to... Why would you go to Rhode Island to go to the beach when you got the beautiful beaches right here? Like,
well, you know... You don't want to wait 3 hours to get over a bridge.
Good point.
Maybe
very
that's
point.
It.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I do. Well, you're going to go to the Cape, too. Might hit Provincetown.
Yeah.
You know.
What about the Esplanade? Are you going to?
Is there a beach there?
Do we know who the, who is the act that is performing with the maestro this year?
I believe it's Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
She did, I think 2 years ago, she did opening night for the pop season with them because my mom and I went. She was effing amazing.
Really?
She's got an incredible
voice. She is just such an amazing performer. She put on a great show. Her voice still sounds incredible. And her with the Boston Pops behind her was just, it was such a great show that when they made the announcement at the beginning of this season or whenever they put the press release out about her doing the fourth, I was really excited because she was just so great to watch.
Huh.
Such a treat.
Yeah, really? She's got great character, too.
Oh, she does.
She's like a huge personality.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess she appeals to the Pops audience, but the Esplanade is a whole different audience than they normally get.
Yeah. If you're willing to camp out 3 days ahead of time to run in and get a seat up front, you are committed.
Well,
or maybe
do you think
you should be committed.
I mean, I'm guessing that the same people that were in line to get into the Encore Casino in Everett are going to be waiting to for the Pops on the same group.
First.
Yeah. Same group of people, right?
Oh, my God. That's the first person down there. It was unbelievable. They should come up with some kind of app that tells you how long you're going to be in line at the casino or how many parking spaces are available at any given time.
Well, I mean, that's the big issue. What do you think of these people who are whining? First of all, we waited hundreds of years for the ninnies who run this dictatorship of a state to allow a casino. And then we get it, and then you got people complaining online constantly on their social media about the parking and the traffic.
Wouldn't
like
you?
What would you...
3,000 parking spaces for that whole casino?
Well, yeah, but you can't...
They want you to take the very reliable public transportation system here?
Well, but you're... I mean, I get it. People say, well, they built a $2 billion casino, and there's only 3,000 parking spaces, but you
they
can't...
They only have so much space to work with over
That's
there.
The problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They built a park. They beautified the place. It was like a chemical dump over there or something, right?
Yeah.
They cleaned all that up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
It's a better place than it was.
I guess maybe they didn't have enough... They didn't want to... You don't want to waste square footage on parking spaces, I guess.
That's going to be a deterrent for some people.
Yeah.
Like, my mother's already in a panic. We're going next week to have dinner. My family
oh, you
in
are?
Town. So we're going to Sinatra's one night next week at 5.
At what?
At 5.
At 5 p.m.
That's when we get
that's late. That's late for dinner, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, my mother was like, I don't know what we're going to do, though, because they don't have a lot of packing spaces. And I can't pour my mother into an Uber because she'll be grabbing the imaginary window handle every 3 seconds. So
the casino should build a monorail.
Good idea.
You know, from Boston,
from the seaport to Everett.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
You mean on them though?
Yeah,
oh,
on
yeah.
them.
Yeah, they should. Well, they have boats.
Why wouldn't they?
They have boats out of the seaport that you can take over there.
Really?
But
excellent.
Yeah, they have their own boats. They're and it's like $7 or something like that. And so that's one way. But maybe maybe
you build a monorail, charge accordingly.
Yeah.
Boom.
What about the gondola idea? Whatever happened to that?
Yeah, what happened to that?
A gondola.
That sounded like fun.
From Boston to Everett.
It's good on the way in. On the way out, when you're completely dismantled.
Oh, not so much.
After 48 hours of gambling.
And it's windy.
I think everyone that's ever been on a booze cruise and almost fallen off the Frederick Nolan, the second or third or fifth, whatever number it is, kind of ruined the gondola idea.
Here's somebody who says, I went yesterday and you have to pay $40 to park, and that's a kick in the teeth as well. But not if you win. You're happy if you win.
Yeah. I guess. What
do you mean?
If players win, winners play.
That's right.
Gotta
play
to win.
First of all, there's not a casino in the world that pays out more than 33%.
Sure. I'm just kind of excited about going to Sinatra's because they have an age restriction for children.
Oh, they do?
No kids under 5.
Ooh.
You're a horrible person.
I guess it's super upscale. Like they have a crazy dress code and everything.
Yeah. So wait, so this is interesting. So that restaurant has a rule, no kids under 5.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that.
Me neither.
Do you have an issue with that?
Not really, not if it's super upscale, but I have an obscure reference from House of Cards.
Yeah.
I despise children. There, I've said it.
Listen, I mean, there's nothing that, if you're going to be spending a reasonable amount of money on dinner, and you got, the problem is not the kids, the problem is the parents who are letting their little precious prince or princess run all over the place, jump up on the booth and play with your hair while you're eating. I mean, that's...
Whose kid is this?
That's really...
That's my bread, Johnny.
Hold on a second. Because of the golf tournament, look who's...
Oh!
Wait a minute.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Hold on. I want to go Instagram. I want to go Instagram live for this. So every year for the golf tournament, one of my best friends in the world makes his way into the studio and then drives out to the tournament with me. It just so happens that it is our good friend, Brian Black, Blackie, OG Monkey. And, of course, we documented the medical fight that OG Monkey has been on. And he's walked in here with a walker this morning, which is the best thing I've ever seen.
I'm actually looking for some sympathy from the women's this weekend. I've been using a cane, but I said I would downgrade to the walker.
Yes. Yeah. We document the Blackie story is the most amazing thing, just because in life, you never know what can happen. Right. And that's one of the reasons why you have to live every single day. and so Blackie ended up getting this rare virus. Just so people can imagine that. How old are you? What are you? Not what you claim to be. What's your real age?
What am I on Tinder? 42. So
42 years old. And one day, what was it, 4 months ago now?
It was late January, early February.
Early February, one day, Blackie calls me up and says, "Hey, I'm in the hospital because I have a weird sensation in my legs." Right? Was that?
It's like if your legs or your hands fall asleep. That's what I felt like to start.
Okay, so it just started, like randomly out of the blue.
Yeah, I felt flu-y for about a week or two.
Yeah,
and then the hands, and then I could barely walk on Friday. So I was like, you know, I'm going to Mass General.
So you get over there, and they're trying to figure out what is wrong with you, and then...
You know what was the scariest part when I went there is that they're testing me for Lyme disease and everything else?
Yeah.
Was waiting for my HIV test to come back.
Oh,
God.
That was, just in case any of the ladies are listening, it was negative.
Oh, right? I was clean on everything.
You're clean on everything.
Isn't that the best feeling, Blackie?
Oh, my God. They take
like 14...
Yeah.
Vials of blood, and then.
But I went in on Friday, and by Tuesday, I was paralyzed from the neck down.
Jesus. That's think crazy, about that. Man.
So think about you're a 42-year-old,
healthy. I was playing basketball every day, and working out,
and then all of a sudden, paralyzed from the neck down, and you, going to see at the hospital, you could barely talk. I mean, it attacked
my liver.
Yeah,
I was in a rough place. I guess I was firing my nurses and my doctors.
Yeah,
I wasn't sleeping, and I do remember you coming. Your talk actually helped me out of a bad rut that I was in.
Yeah. Well, how could you not be? I mean, think about that. Like all of a sudden, like out of the blue, you're paralyzed. Mm-hmm. So then they tell you that you have this virus,
Guillain-Barré,
which is called Guillain-Barré
syndrome. Yeah.
Syndrome.
Also sounds like an Uber driver.
It does sound like an Uber driver.
I really dislike the French right now.
And it has taken you up until this point, which is 4 months later, to be able to walk again.
I only got home 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm not stretched out right now, but once you'll see me this weekend, I'll be moving on the golf course. I'll be walking a little bit better, and
it's just amazing. Like, when they say that your life like flashes before your eyes, and you think about things like regret things or don't regret. Like, what was going through your mind?
It wasn't flashing before your eyes. It was slow motion because I had so much time.
Yeah,
and I don't know what I'm going to exactly change in my life, but I know I'm on a path, and this happened to me instead of my friends for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, usually I'm the one that protects my friends and looks out for everybody and makes sure what this happened to me for a reason, whether it's self growth or to help others.
Yeah.
There's a reason why this happened. And you know what? It's messed up to say right now. If I could feel the euphoric feeling I have in my chest right now for the rest of my life, I would go back and do it again.
Really?
Amazing.
I would go back and there's a feeling, Greg, I can't explain.
Yeah.
I can't get angry. You know how I had a temper? I can't get angry.
Yeah.
I've got angry once since this has happened, since I was angry in the hospital. Yeah. I mean, I was angry. I was angry in the hospital every day until Aaron and Danielle did their voodoo.
That's right.
Oh, please. Now they're going to take credit for their
snake oil salesman healing
thing. They're going to say that had something to do with
that's
your recovery.
That's what got him from Mass General to Spalding, was Aaron.
Oh, it was.
Yes, it was. Liver value
It was actually your time that you came by yourself. We won't talk about what happened.
Well,
that's how
we
Danielle
never like
does
to talk
healing.
About what happens between us alone.
Danielle gives the healing HJ. And then
hand angel.
And
the hand angel.
Oh, you're a hand angel.
Only for close friends.
You're one of the hand angels?
Yeah, not for randos. You don't get a rando angel.
That's got
to
be.
You've got to be a special person to get a corkscrew.
That's exactly all.
That's right.
Well, that has to be as a guy, that's probably one of the biggest things you think about is like when you're paralyzed, is everything going to come back down there?
The worst part coming back, I mean, we could be a little graphic, but not too graphic.
Yeah, no, don't be too graphic.
I had a bush growing down there.
Yeah.
That's not too graphic.
And I do all right for myself. And I just was it was just a mushroom head in the jungle. I can't explain it.
Yeah. What was... So that's everybody's...
I love you.
When I shaved it, I grew 4 inches.
Everybody's texting.
Oh, yeah.
How do you end up... So, like, how did you end up getting this? It's just a virus, right?
So, it's a really sneaky virus, and it piggybacks on stuff like the flu, mono. I guess a lot of people this year have been getting on the flu shot. Only 19,000 people per year get it.
Wow.
So that's basically... In the world or in the
world?
Only 19,000 people in the world get it.
I had a better chance of getting attacked with a shark this week with Shoe at the beach.
Better chances. Yeah.
No, I mean, it just attacks it. So while your body's fighting off the flu, or my body was fighting off mono, and mono was attacking my liver, this sneaky thing sneaks up from behind you and attacks your central nervous system. And it's like a charger cable. You know when you charge a cable gets frayed or something?
Yeah.
That's what it does to you, and then it eats away the inside, and then...
And so only 19,000, and there's no real cure to it.
There's not a cure. They gave me these IVs, these 4 or 5 IVs that were $20,000 a whack.
Yeah,
that are supposed to help out, but I don't know what they did.
Yeah,
I met with one of my doctors the other day that I've been with since day one, and hopefully by Christmas I'll be 100%.
Yeah,
that's amazing, dude.
That's almost a full year.
I'll tell you what, Greg. I'll run a 5K with you next spring.
No promises. I'll go there when you run. Well, it's amazing. I'm glad you came by.
And I couldn't have done it with all you guys and your listeners and friends of the show and everything else reaching out all the time. It was great.
Yeah. Well, we have the best audience in the history of radio. And do you think, did you get the flu shot?
No, I would never. Yeah,
you don't think it's because of the flu shot?
No, I hadn't been to the doctor in 20 years. I don't get sick.
Yeah,
like besides a cold, I don't get sick. I don't get hurt. That's the scariest thing about this.
It's the Tito's.
The Tito's are fighting off. Actually, yeah. I was at a winter weekend with the Sox, and I kissed the bottle service girl, so I think I got mono from her.
I mean, she might be listening.
Why are you so old to be kissing bottle service girls, Brian?
No, I told her my Tinder age.
No. Blackie is Coakley.
He is 100% Coakley, yes,
He is Coakley. He's
Wait,
a real life.
From
Hall Pass.
My friends call me that.
You're the real life Coakley.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad you came by, and honestly, think about that. Think about whatever you're doing. Think about the fact that one day out of the blue, perfectly healthy 42-year-old guy gets a virus and paralyzed and in, you know, basically the ICU at Mass General. And that's why you got to live every moment to its fullest. You got to eat whatever you want and not worry about the those who are shaming you over your consumption of a sauce.
Let's not try to justify what you're going to consume over vacation. All right. The kid was in rough shape. Let's go easy.
All right. We got to get out of here. If you missed anything, like the hard-hitting interview with Julian Edelman this morning or anything else, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com. That's WAAF.com. Or you can get it off of the radio.com app, which is the only way that you can listen to this show wherever you go over the 4th of July week, the vacation week. And make sure that you're downloading our radio.com app and take us wherever you go. One more plug for golf balls before I get out of here. We're up to over 700 of them sold, so there's only 300 left. The Great Helicopter Golf Ball Drop is happening tomorrow morning, 11:30. I'll be live on Instagram. We'll be live on Facebook, all that stuff. So if you want to buy a golf ball for $20, you could win $5,000 cash. And if you want, if you're the winner and you want me to go gamble that for you at the casino, I will take care of that.
Geez.
I will be happy to gamble that, and I'll definitely bring you. I'll definitely be honest about whether you won or not.
Oh yeah,
And bring you back all your winnings.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the. Does anybody ever when you go into the casino and somebody says, "Hey, put that 20 on red for me."
Yeah. No.
Does anybody ever put that 20 on red or black?
And win $5,000 and they give it to you?
If I do, I'm not giving you the winnings.
You don't think you get that? If you actually won, do you think you get the actual money from the person?
Yeah, $4,900 in my pocket, $100. Yeah. Hey, I threw the 20 down. Here's a Hyundai.
All right. We will return after vacation on Monday, the 8th of July. And up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. You get over an hour of nonstop rock, and it's commercial-free. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.